Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Rose O'Hagan from Bridgeside Grill in Sunderland. We met while I was nauseated with blisters on my feet from pushing a shopping cart from Northampton to Greenfield to raise money for the food bank of Western Mass. I think both times I walked past your restaurant on the march, there you were out your door handing me a check.
Right.
And then you were offended when I didn't remember you.
Her name was on the check.
Well, I know. I do my best to try to remember everybody, but I mean, that was a high intensity moment.
Now I understand. I was more insulted because I brought you out a cup of jalapeno chicken cheddar soup, and you said no thanks. And now I know if you were nauseated, you couldn't eat it.
Well, it's also hard to eat soup and push a shopping cart. Rose, where from near Boston are you from originally?
I come from Andover.
I love your accent.
Thank you.
But you've been in the Valley for a long time now.
Yes, I came out here in 1976 to go to UMass.
Where your location is, the Bridgeside Grill in Sunderland, you owned a restaurant there before as well.
It was called Steeplejack's. When I graduated from UMass, I quickly went into opening a restaurant in that same spot with another friend of mine, and we ran it as Steeplejack's for 10 years. It became an institution, actually, because it was in business for 20 years. We sold it after 10 years so we could both go on and continue with our lives and our different paths that we took.
So is restauranting like the mafia? Well, like every time you think you're out, they keep pulling you back in?
Well, it's kind of a defective gene that we have.
What made you come back to open a restaurant and in the same exact location?
First of all, the person that I originally started Steeplejack's with and myself own that building. We bought the building in 1983.
So that's good.
When we sold the restaurant, it was kind of like a little premature. We put it on the market. It sold in like a month. And I don't think that I was emotionally ready for it yet, but I was started my family. Now, my kids are all grown up. So on a weak moment, I convinced my husband to let me go back in and make a go of it.
Getting the band back together.
Getting the band back together, yeah.
You are a local hero restaurant. Tell me, and you're wearing a shirt right now that has the word farmers written on it and a person doing a karate kick and a donkey. So farmers karate kick mules is what that shirt, I'm assuming, means.
I guess.
Tell me a little bit about what local hero agriculture you bring to the menu at Bridgeside Grill.
Well, whatever is growing locally, I try to incorporate into my menu. As a matter of fact, I brought for you, Monty, a salad that we make, grilled scallops.
Oh, my goodness.
On oven-roasted tomato that I got from Kitchen Garden. And we use some local goat cheese from Goat Rising on this.
I love scallops. And you call them scallops, too?
Yeah, scallops.
Kudos to the East Coast of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Scallops. Come on, people from Western Mass.
Oh,
scallops.
And I travel around to all the farms. I have a whole little path that I go, you know. I start off and I go to Simorowski's, and then I'll go down the road to Joe Sikowski's farm and get what I need there. He's got great raspberries and blueberries right now, by the way.
To go visit him.
And then I end up at Maple Farms in Hadley, get my scallions and my herbs and anything else that I need there.
So this farm-to-table movement has really exploded over the last decade or so. But you were running a restaurant, Steeplejack's, in the same location as the restaurant you're running now, the Bridgeside Grill in Sunderland, Rose O'Hagan. Were you doing the same sort of farm-to-table stuff then, too?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Same concept, but it's just that it has a different platform now.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, we all just shopped locally. You know,
so more people were doing it more then, maybe.
Well, you didn't have that many vendors that were coming into you.
Right.
I mean, I would buy my meat across the street. At the time, it was John and Rudy's store. I got my burger there. And then I would go down to Laurinaitis' farm stand and get stuff that I needed. And he would deliver all my produce. He would go and get my produce in Springfield and bring it to me,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, we still did the local thing, but there was no marketing behind it. It was just what was expected.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's really taken off. And it's gotten better. Now we have organic. We didn't have organic really back then. And we have more variety now.
Because there's more demand, more people know about it, the marketing got it out there. Not only the restaurants are wanting it, the regular people are wanting it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really expanding across the country, you know?
And it's interesting for me to like sort of follow the parallels of the rise of like the Applebee's of the world and the demise of the locally owned restaurants, that they have a marketing machine behind them. They have all these major distributors nationwide behind them. But now, taking back a little bit of ground, CISA, the local hero folks, and the local hero farms and farmers and the small local restaurants are on the rise again. So
Well, if people want quality food, I think a lot of the problem is that people don't know where to find it. So, you know, they go to the Applebee's, they go to the Chili's or whatever. But once they know where they can get it, they come back. We have a very loyal following.
And I don't think Applebee's is going to stop you with your shopping cart and bring out soup.
But maybe if they brought me a chicken and riblet basket, I would forgive them. Rose O'Hagan from the Bridgeside Grill in Sunderland and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks who want to know something that you have discovered or has inspired you, local produce food production-wise, email phil at buylocalfood.org.